Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a girl called Rosie Banks who swims in international competitions.
This week, I'm joined by swimmer Rosie Banks, who swims in international competitions. Rosie, welcome. So, did you swim a lot when you were very young?
Yes, before I even started school, my dad used to take my brother Joel and me to the pool in town. He just wanted us to do something in our free time that wasn't looking at a screen. Joel was better at swimming than anyone we knew, and I practiced as often as possible so I could swim as fast as him.
And then you joined a swimming club and started training seriously.
Yes, I was invited to join the club when I was 12. It took an hour to get to their pool. Mum drove me. We had to leave for training early each morning. But we enjoyed chatting on the journey. With all the training and competitions, I couldn't attend school sometimes, which I was unhappy about. I was always much busier than my friends, but I still met up with them when I had time.
And now you've had success at the Swim Stars International Competition. Tell us about that.
Well, I trained hard and I expected to do well, although winning was still brilliant. Swimming isn't shown much on TV. It's usually famous footballers or tennis stars people love watching. So I couldn't believe people wanted to read and watch interviews with me.
So I imagine it's expensive taking part in international competitions. Do you get help with the costs?
Yes. Fortunately, a sportswear company pays for plane tickets as long as I use their swimsuits, bags and other stuff showing their brand. It'd be great if they also gave me financial support for hotels, as my parents have to spend a lot on that kind of thing.
So you've got a new swimming coach now. What changes has she made?
Well, I'm doing the same regular fitness training, but thanks to her suggestions about the way I move my arms through the water, I've already seen improvements in my speed. She's also looked at the food I eat. Luckily, she was satisfied with that. I'm very strict with my diet.
And you're going to Spain soon, I hear.
Well, I've got a short break first, and then I'm going on a special training course there for the whole summer. I'll work with lots of swimmers I haven't met before. I'm really looking forward to that. I won't do any races, but it'll still be hard work.
Thanks, Rosie.
Now listen again.
This week, I'm joined by swimmer Rosie Banks, who swims in international competitions. Rosie, welcome. So, did you swim a lot when you were very young?
Yes, before I even started school, my dad used to take my brother Joel and me to the pool in town. He just wanted us to do something in our free time that wasn't looking at a screen. Joel was better at swimming than anyone we knew, and I practiced as often as possible so I could swim as fast as him.
And then you joined a swimming club and started training seriously.
Yes, I was invited to join the club when I was 12. It took an hour to get to their pool. Mum drove me. We had to leave for training early each morning, but we enjoyed chatting on the journey. With all the training and competitions, I couldn't attend school sometimes, which I was unhappy about. I was always much busier than my friends, but I still met up with them when I had time.
And now you've had success at the Swim Stars International Competition. Tell us about that.
Well, I trained hard and I expected to do well, although winning was still brilliant. Swimming isn't shown much on TV. It's usually famous footballers or tennis stars people love watching. So I couldn't believe people wanted to read and watch interviews with me.
So I imagine it's expensive taking part in international competitions. Do you get help with the costs?
Yes. Fortunately, a sportswear company pays for plane tickets as long as I use their swimsuits, bags and other stuff showing their brand. It'd be great if they also gave me financial support for hotels, as my parents have to spend a lot on that kind of thing.
So you've got a new swimming coach now. What changes has she made?
Well, I'm doing the same regular fitness training, but thanks to her suggestions about the way I move my arms through the water, I've already seen improvements in my speed. She's also looked at the food I eat. Luckily, she was satisfied with that. I'm very strict with my diet.
And you're going to Spain soon, I hear.
Well, I've got a short break first, and then I'm going on a special training course there for the whole summer. I'll work with lots of swimmers I haven't met before. I'm really looking forward to that. I won't do any races, but it'll still be hard work.
Thanks, Rosie.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.